This is John Dodds on Lehigh Valley Art Salon. January kicks off a funky and jazzy second half of the season for the Zollner Art Center in the heart of South Bethlehem. With me to dissect the second half of the season is Andrew Cassano, Administrative Director. Welcome to you, Andrew.
Well, it's always great to be here, John. Thank you.
Now, when we say funky, we kind of mean funky. Bhagiti Kumalo takes the stage on January the 24th at 7:30. That sounds like a very interesting set, especially in view of the fact that he was the bass player on Paul Simon's Graceland album. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Bhagiti lives in the Bethlehem area, and he's got a great following, and his band has played at several places. But this is going to be a performance with the Graceland Tribute Band. So this is actually a group that he's put together that Paul Simon has officially approved of to play some of the great music by Paul Simon that he and Bhagiti recorded over a very, very many, many decades-long relationship together. So he's going to be with us in January. They're going to be doing a school show in the morning featuring music that's both contemporary American as well as South African to sort of show the influence of how world music has migrated back and forth across the different continents. And then he's going to be in residence with us over the entire month of between January and April with this fantastic residency program, working with kids throughout the Lehigh Valley to put together a band and take master classes from him several times a month over the next 4 months.
That's a wonderful opportunity for the kids, isn't it?
It's absolutely unique and terrific. And Bhagiti is not only a really great teacher, he's done this before with a couple of other different schools, but he's just an inspirational person to be around as well.
And a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Well, a few days later, on January the 31st at Baker Hall, there's a rather special event. It's called Swan Songs and Dances and acknowledges the career and retirement of Zollner Artistic Director Deb Sakharakis. Tell me about that.
After 44 years, 44. Deborah decided to retire from Lehigh University, where she has been the artistic director not only of Zollner Art Center, but before, obviously, Zollner Art Center even existed, bringing world-class performing arts programs to Lehigh University all over the Lehigh Valley. And we are officially celebrating her retirement at the end of January with a show that she's producing herself. Only Deb Sakharakis could produce her own retirement celebration.
Absolutely. And the rich diversity of it.
Absolutely. So it's not just a get-together for everybody, but it's also a collection of poetry that she has written herself, intermixed with performances featuring several dance choreographers that she's worked with for many, many years. Pascal Rieu from New York, Ronald K. Brown from the R.K. Brown Dance Company, as well as intermixing student dancers from DeSales University, from Muhlenberg College, from the Charter Art School. It's going to be quite the little extravaganza on Baker Hall stage.
Wonderful. And the tickets are very affordable, free.
They're absolutely free. We have a landing page if you want to come and see Deborah off in style, even though I have it on good authority that she's going to be remaining in the Lehigh Valley for a considerable period of time. It's a great time to come and acknowledge the lifelong legacy that she's committed to the arts in the Lehigh Valley.
And just remind us what the website is that we should go to.
www.zollnerartcenter.org.
Excellent. That's going to be some party. Now, we continue the funky theme into February with two performances. As part of WDIY's media sponsorship, Hell's Kitchen Orchestra, led by Lehigh's Bill Warfield, plays a selection of funk and jazz from their new album. That's on the 8th of February. And then on the 15th, Philadelphia hip-hop legend Rennie Harris brings a family-friendly multimedia performance to the stage. That's a lot of interesting funky and jazzy stage behavior.
Well, it's always great to hear Bill Warfield's programs. He throws together a lot of really great arrangements, many of which he does himself, and his band, the Hell's Kitchen Funk Orchestra, which I've heard many times, just is a great collection of professionals from all over the United States that come together and perform on the stage. And then Rennie Harris is just an absolute legend. For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience him, this guy has really been not only a Philadelphia voice for hip-hop, but a voice for hip-hop as As a really amazing dance art form. One of the most amazing choreographers whose work is really getting around. I saw his work that he choreographed for Alvin Ailey Dance Company that was based on the life of Alan Ailey that they premiered at the Kennedy Center last year, and it just absolutely blew me away. This is one of his programs that he put together called Funktify. There are two live funk bands on stage, huge dance company dancing. What he put together is almost a retrospective of hip-hop and the development of hip-hop as a language and how it intermixed with funk music going all the way back to his childhood. Just a lot of fun, a lot of energy, a great night out, and with a lot of live music as well as the dance.
And we would stress family-friendly, so it's really an opportunity to bring the family and for everyone to enjoy the richness that was 1970s funk music.
Yeah, you can see hip hop pretty much on the dance stages of any major dancer and major music star that you turn on the television or go and see a live concert for, and this is a lot of where that hip hop style came from. So if your kids like to see a lot of contemporary work, they're going to like to see Rennie Harris as well.
And we talked about WDIY's media sponsorship. There's a lot of activity going on in between the major concerts that are on stage. Tell me about some of the events that go on that may not get the same kind of coverage.
Well, I mean, one of the best parts about Zonar Arts Center is the eclectic nature of all the shows that we have, from the contemporary to the classic. There are fantastic programs that the music department faculty and the kids who are involved in the Department of Theater who are all on stage. And it's one of the most amazing things that I find about working at Zonar Arts Center. You know, for a university that has only about 5,000 students, last year there were about 500 students that participated on stage in some way, be it in the choir or in the bands or on stage at the theater department. And these are many kids who may or may not become professional performing artists, but they've just made the performing artists a part of their life, and they're really, really, really good.
And if you've never been to Zolna, it's quite a treat to even go there. We'll talk a little bit later about where you can park. But a reminder for kids that are fascinated by the program for this year, it's free for the kids, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Undergraduates.
Yes, it is. All the undergraduate all the other undergraduate full-time students are free to come to any of the performances on the guest artist series in the music department, the Department of Theater.
Wonderful. And are there any jazz events that will be on the stage this year or any other events that I seem to recall having some wonderful events where you sit on stage and have a drink from the stage bar and just get into a almost like a prohibition kind of feel to it?
Well, there's good news and bad news about that. Yes, we have one more coming up on Saturday, April the 4th, with this really great male singer named Matt Dusk. He's doing a lot of the classical jazz singer-songwriter, great pieces of music, and he's going to be a lot of fun. And the great news about that is also the bad news is that the onstage part of it is actually sold out. However, what we've done is that we've opened up some seating in the orchestra section. So while you're not actually on stage for this particular onstage performance, you can still see and hear Matt Dusk perform at a great discounted price by sitting in the orchestra, which will still sound really great. And yes, there's the ability for people to purchase drinks and food as well, too. And this is one of these great series that doesn't always get a whole lot of attention, but is a real wonderful environment where you're, for the most part, except for this performance, unless you haven't got a ticket already, where you're actually sitting on stage with the performer very much up close and on stage with them.
And I think what's exciting about the intimacy of that is that you get to meet the performers.
You do. You get to connect with them in a way that you don't always are able to connect at one of our standard performances. And again, because you're on stage with them, they're very close to you, but you also get a chance to meet them after the show.
Wonderful. Well, let's hear a track from Bakiti Kumalo, who opens the second half of the Zolna Arts Center season. This is John Dodds with Andrew Cassano, Administrative Director of the Zolna Arts Center, on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, WDIY 88.1. Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon with Andrew Cassano of the Zona Arts Center, discussing this season's program. Switching to a couple of notable classical performances this season, the Curtis Symphony Orchestra performs Beethoven and Sibelius on Saturday, February the 1st at 4 p.m. And on both the 21st of February and the 22nd of February at 8 p.m., Lehigh University Philharmonic present their annual Concerto Marathon. Now, what is involved here, Andrew? I think marathons, you throw water bottles and headbands. What's the musical equivalent?
Well, this is, again, an opportunity for some of the really fantastic student performers to be showcased. And every year, Eugene Obelescu and the LU Philharmonic basically audition a number of the students who get to perform an excerpt of a concerto on either Friday or Saturday. So when they talk about marathon, there's an anchor piece on either side, and this year they're performing Mendelssohn Hebrides' Overture and Grieg's Peer Gynt Suite. But in the middle of it, there'll be three or four excerpts of concerti by different composers and different artists and different musical instruments, and they'll be different on each night. So they can feature, over 6 to 8 students who, again, may or may not be, and usually aren't, going to be music majors, but are absolutely phenomenal instrumental talent.
It's interesting. We've talked a little bit about Lehigh is known as an engineering school, and yet you have these wonderfully talented artists. How has that happened? What is the culture behind all of that?
Well, it really goes back a lot to Lehigh's foundation about being an engineering school, but with a very strong liberal arts and humanities culture associated with. So it wasn't just about being able to train great engineers, and now they're also great. There's great people coming out of the business college as well as the College of Education and all the sciences and arts and the plethora of different programs that you can major in at Lehigh. But it was about also making sure that these engineers and great students graduated with a strong side in the humanities so that they could understand the world that they were going out into and the different parts of the world that they were going out to. So they weren't just building and creating different things and then leaving them there, but they were understanding the society and the culture that they were building and creating things in as well, too. And the performing arts programs play a critical role in that, not only in to be able to understand the culture around them and just make them better citizens and human beings in that regard, but also it's a way of them approaching the creativity that they need to harness in order to be able to accomplish some really fantastic scientific and engineering exploration that they approach from the creative side of the arts. I've had numbers of students, the jazz programs especially, where, say, they look at improv where they know they have to start in one place and end in one place, and what happens in the middle is totally different every time, and it's just as much of an experiment as it is as a science experiment.
And I think both you and Deb and the beautiful stage have helped to play that part as well. Now, something quite different. I noticed a free event on February the 11th, Charlie Dent's going to be talking about the politics of anger and what challenges centrist problem solvers. Interesting presentation.
Well, it's a lot of the things that happen at Zollner Art Center beyond the guest artist series involve programs from our community. And one of the things that we're very proud of is that we kind of look at ourselves as Lehigh's largest classroom, both literally and figuratively. And so bringing speakers and people from all over the campus and allowing the campus and the community to present all of those people and bringing people together so that they can have the free exchange of ideas and to talk about things that are happening currently is important for us to be able to do. And that's just one of those things that Charlie Dent will be doing later in the month.
Excellent. This is John Dodds with Andrew Cassano, Administrative Director of Zollner Arts Center on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, WDIY 88.1. We'll be back in just a moment.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon with Andrew Cassano of the Zollner Arts Center, discussing this season's program. I also noticed some other interesting events happening on stage. Earth's Prehistoric Aquarium on March the 13th.
This is one of my favorite companies that we're bringing this year. We brought them a couple of years ago. They are an Australian puppetry group that make these absolutely beautiful, almost life-scale type puppets with dinosaurs. And they're coming back to do the Prehistoric Aquarium, which is obviously a show about underwater dinosaurs. And it's absolutely beautiful. There is some phenomenal video that you can see about the company on our website. And they are doing a show that will be on the evening of Friday, March the 13th. We're also doing two school shows, one on Thursday and one on Friday, for kids of all ages as well, where they can come in and see the program and get a chance to interact with these beautifully done dinosaurs.
And on the 29th of March, National Geographic Live.
Well, staying with the underwater theme, we are presenting Brian Scarry, who is an underwater photographer and filmographer for National Geographic, in a program called Ocean Soul. This is one of a series that we just started this year in a relationship with National Geographic Live. We had a performance in the fall with astronaut Brian Scarry. We're going to be continuing this season, this relationship next year, and we're actually working right now on who the speakers are. But Brian Scarry is an absolutely phenomenal speaker. He's a wonderfully talented individual and an artist, and he's going to be talking about his experiences of taking and interacting with wildlife from way down deep in the ocean, and some really beautiful photography and film clips that he'll be showing about his work with National Geographic.
So that's quite a rich mix for the remainder of the season, Andrew. It's hard to pick out a favorite, but if I was to press you, what should we not miss?
Well, I've already talked a little bit about Prehistoric Aquarium, and I think that's going to be one of my favorite shows of the year. A program that you may want to take a chance on, because it'll be a little bit of a show that goes under the radar, is a clown duo that we're bringing from Switzerland by way of Italy. It's a company called Compagnia Baccalà. They are two clowns, not necessarily the scary type clowns, more of the vaudevillian type clowns, and they are brilliantly beautiful. They are really, really funny. It's a show that is very accessible and just also is able to show the artistry and beauty that clowns are able to bring to the stage to make people laugh, to make people sort of think about their own humanity. And again, it's a show that will go way under the radar for most people. But if you want to take a chance on something completely different, that I think you'll walk out saying, wow, that was just a lot of fun, and I didn't think that I didn't know anything about it beforehand. That's the show on Sunday, April the 19th.
And we wouldn't leave you without discussing one of your on-stage shows that you're planning later in the season.
Well, we have this great series called Up Close on Stage, where people can sit on stage with the performer in a cabaret table and chair type environment where we serve food and drinks. In a very intimate atmosphere, which is kind of interesting considering behind you are the 1,000 seats of Baker Hall. And the good news, bad news about this show on Saturday, April the 4th, is that the performance is going to be with this really great singer, Matt Dusk, who is going to be doing a lot of great jazz standards and classics. The show on stage happens to be sold out, though, but we have just recently opened up some seating in the orchestra section, which will sound really wonderful. You'll still be able to see him perform. They're at a much deep discounted price, and you can actually see a little bit about what this up-close and on-stage environment is like. So when we do the series next year, you come back.
Sounds like a plan. Now, for those that have never been to Zollner, and I know there aren't many of you, especially listening to WDIY, what's special about the whole Zollner experience?
Well, from start to finish, one of the things we pride ourselves in is the customer service that we like to provide and the experience that you get from start to finish. The parking is free for all of the Guest Artist Series, Department of Theater and Music Department events, and it's attached to the theater, so it's very easy to get in and out. The acoustics of the big hall, the intimacy of the middle-sized hall, and the real intimate and acoustic nature of the Black Box Theater are really fantastic. And for those of you who haven't experienced a concert, acoustic or otherwise, in Baker Hall, it's really like no other theater in the entire Lehigh Valley. And we've gotten reports from that from some of the best performers in the world about what a fantastic gem Zollner Arts Center actually is. So you have a great concert experience, but you also have a very friendly experience and a very welcoming environment where we want people to come back and experience everything that we have to offer. Many of the art gallery exhibits are open when the Guest Artist Series is happening, but the galleries are also open during the daytime. And there are some wonderful exhibits that are happening both in the upper and the lower art galleries at the Art Center, which are, generally speaking, free every day.
And I guess that's why you're able to attract the top talent that you do on stage. And where does that planning begin?
Well, the planning begins almost immediately as the last planning ends. In fact, it usually happens a little earlier. We try to announce the season sometime at the end of the current season, and this year that'll be on Saturday, May the 16th, with a show called Sons of the Serendip. And we do a preview party for our subscribers single tickets go on sale in June. But the planning for the previous season has already started, so we're already starting to work on the 2021 season, actually a couple of months ago. And so it's just a continuing cycle. And by the time we get into spring, we're actually working on two seasons at the same time, which is part of the challenge and also part of the fun.
And how do you define the themes for how you're going to choose shape the performances for the following years so far ahead?
Well, some of it's about what we see and what we hear about from people in the community. You know, we take interest and advice and conversation from a lot of different people, both on campus and off campus. But we also look at things that are being celebrated in the upcoming years. We look at things that are happening in the world that we want to make a statement about, as well as things that are happening on campus that we want to amplify. So if there's a conversation happening on campus that we want to use the arts as a part of that discussion, we go out and we look for performers who are going to be able to engage the campus and the community in that discussion. The same thing is true with topical events. And then we also just look for the wide diversity and array of shows that we want to bring, from classical music to Broadway to ballet to hip-hop to circus arts, and we kind of mix and match everything we can until things start to excite us and make sense and feel really engaging and a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds like a well-oiled machine. And a couple of reminders just to all of you that Lehigh University undergraduates get free admission to all these wonderful events. And just to reiterate from Andrew that the parking is free. Is it not?
For most of our events, yes. They're free when they're events that are on the Guest Artist Series, the Department of Theater and Music Department.
And it's a direct connection between the car park and to the theatre. So a perfect experience. So thank you, Andrew Cassano, Administrative Director of Zona Arts Centre. Look forward to catching you and our listeners at one of the concerts. You can view the Zona Arts Centre season as well as free events offered by the Music Department, sponsored by WDIY, on zonaartscentre.org. Thank you for joining us on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. This is John Dodds on WDIY 88.1.